Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the AREC Leadership Team ALT mid-monthly meeting on Tuesday, the 16th of September, 2014 at 20 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivia Crippen-LeBlanc, Tijani Benjama, Holly Rafe, Glenn McKnight, Evan Leibovich. Joining us a little later will be Murray McCurtie and Devin Nanti-Luxing. Our liaisons are Maureen Hilliard, Alan Greenberg, and Julie Hammer. I show no apologies. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Liang, Isela Gruber, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Terry. I'm Olivier Crépin-LeBlanc. Welcome, everyone. Have we missed anybody in the roll call? I haven't heard anyone being missed. Okay, fantastic. Welcome, everybody. The first question, which actually was on the chat, was whether this meeting is public or whether it's private. And in fact, all ALAC and ALT meetings are all public. We absolutely welcome observers to be part of the meeting. If you have a question or comments and so on, just put them on the chat. And, of course, if there's a burning question, I might even give you the floor if we have time. Unfortunately, we're a very chatty lot over here, chatty as in chatting a lot. We only have an hour and 30 minutes, 90 minutes ahead of us to discuss a number of very important things that we need to collaborate on quickly. So let's start immediately with the action items. We have two sets of action items to look through. The first one is to do with the ALAC meeting of the 26th of August, and the next one is the ALT meeting of the 28th of August. So the first one, we'll just go through the action items which were not completed. We have the standard one of Ariel to work with Dave and Olivier on the development of an overall workspace for the collection of at-large AIs. We have staff to monitor the use of additional languages over the course of a few months. And we have the issue of volunteer recognition and consideration to be taken up by Olivier with other SO and AC chairs. Finally, we have staff to investigate with web admin if and when we can move the Atlas to website of Eduardo Diaz's server. So the first one, collection of at-large AIs, that's still in motion, that's still going on. The languages, additional languages. Could you just have a quick feedback on how have languages been implemented? And I believe Chinese and Russian are now in use. Hello, could I please ask maybe Heidi, if you could please speak in English to us?
This is Heidi. I will do my best speaking in English. I don't have that information. Gisela has that information, but I know that she is urgently working on a technical issue on her computer.
Thank you very much for this, Heidi. Well, she has found the mouse click to click and put her hand up. Gisela, you have the floor. And unfortunately, we can't hear you at the moment, Gisela. Okay, so multiple people are typing. We can't hear Gisela, so it seems to be a technical issue that, oh no, I will provide an update here. Okay, excellent. Raf can hear her. I can't hear her. What is that? Julie can hear Gisela. I can't hear anyone. Don't tell me I've been cut off.
Olivier, you are still connected.
I can hear you, Olivier.
Ah, okay. So it looks like we've got two halves of the world that cannot hear each other.
No.
So everyone can hear. Everyone can hear Olivier, I think.
Can you hear Gisela?
No.
Okay. Well, Raf can hear Gisela. And Julie Hammer can hear Gisela.
Raf,
and Holly cannot.
Raf, can you speak? Can we hear you?
I
this is fun.
Olivia, this is Heidi. I suspect that they're on the AC, and we're not. We're on the bridge.
Okay.
They're using the new Scottish internet.
Yeah. So obviously some technical problem that we're having here. I could actually put the headphones of the AC on as well, but you know, it doesn't make sense if the two things are not connected together. Let's just let Gisela provide her update on the chat, and let's move on, bearing in mind then that some people that are currently on the AC will not be able to speak unless something gets done, some magic gets done to link the two things together. The issue of volunteer recognition and consideration is something that I've taken up with other SO and AC chairs. Unfortunately, there has been absolutely no response for the time being. The cycles in our venerable chairs are taken up primarily by IGF, plus accountability issues, plus the INS stewardship transition. Three topics. And unfortunately, there's no room for a fourth at the moment. So I'll follow up in the next call and see if we can actually move forward on that. Finally, the web admin. When in the world will we be able to move the Atlas to website of Eduardo's server? Perhaps, Heidi, you might know an answer for this, please.
This is Heidi. I'm actually going to give it to Ariel.
Okay, let's hope Ariel is on the right side of the world. Ariel Liang, you have the floor.
This is Ariel speaking. Of course, I apologize for the continued delay on this progress, but we have got in touch with the web admin and looking to solutions. So they proposed two solutions. One is to move the site to the archive site of the ICANN system. So most of the static content will be preserved, but some of the drop-down menus and some more fluid functions may not be able to preserve as they're moving the WordPress out of their platform. So that's one solution. And another solution is Chris is looking to potential host for this domain name, but they still need to get back to us about the second solution. So we will be keeping in touch and provide more updates later on.
Okay, thanks very much for this update, Ariel. I heard someone say Ed.
It's Alan speaking. For $5.95 a month, we can buy a web host contract.
Thank you for this input, Alan. I think we might have to submit a budget request for next year's fiscal year. You will be the chair of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, I guess you already know the first task you'll have.
I think I have a better idea. We should pass the hat around when we get to L.A. and collect money from people. $5 each will easily fund us for a year.
Actually, more than a year. We might even get the upper bandwidth on this.
So
all right, let's stop that. I'll leave it with you, Ariel. Please check with Eduardo Diaz what the requirements are. I understand it's a standard WordPress website. It doesn't need a rocket scientist to change it from one website to another. And this is getting a bit silly. Let's go down to the newly assigned action items. And Terry Agnew is to follow up on the missing reports from Atlas 2 working group chairs. I understand that there's not only missing reports, but there's actually a follow-up which has since taken place with a small working group that was set up, which is actually supported by Gisela on the the follow-up reports and so on. Terry, would you like to give us a quick update, please?
Certainly. I have followed up with the one missing report and still waiting for them to reply.
Okay, thank you. Gisela, your hand is still up. Okay, obviously, here we go. The hand is down now. Okay, thanks very much. Now, let's jump over to the ALT call of the 28th of August. We had several action items there, very similar open action items with regards to the workspace for the collection of at-large action items. The additional languages we've seen as well. And then we have, regarding the following agenda items, Speakers Bureau ALAC request. Should the ALAC ask that the Speakers Bureau list of potential speakers be expanded to include a database of well-known and vetted community members that would be able to address communities in their local language or local cultures or by topic, rather than having it restricted currently to only staff and board speakers? Darn, I couldn't say that sentence in one go. Staff to get in touch with the Speakers Bureau first, and then Olivia to write a note to the Speakers Bureau and push for a statement. Staff, have you spoken to the Speakers Bureau? Heidi.
Olivia, I thought that was, this is Heidi, for the record, I thought that was back to you, because you, we had agreed that you would send a note to the Speakers Bureau.
Oh, so we've reached the second part of it. Okay,
yeah.
I'm fine with that. Let's because I've read that in a different way, so maybe we should kind of have an update on this. And then, because I usually check on the action items assigned to me, and this one just looked as though it wasn't done yet. But obviously, yeah, I haven't done it either. So, fine, I'll write, but I don't know who I should write to in the Speakers Bureau, and I would be happy with your help to follow up after this call. Let's move on. If you look further down the page, there are no other action items. Any questions, comments on any of these action items? I see Tijani Benjema. Tijani, you have the floor.
Hello, Olivier. Tijani speaking. You asked to whom you have to write for the speaker's bureau. There is only one person who is actually in charge of that I know, who is Violet. But Violet has a boss, and I think that the Speakers Bureau are under the authority of what's her name?
Janet.
Global,
is it Janet?
Sally. I believe it's Sally.
Sally.
Sally Costerton, okay.
Yes. So I think you have to write to Sally.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. I'll check with staff and I'll write to whoever needs to be written to. We'll find out. Okay, let's move back to our agenda and we can now go to the items for discussion. Policy development activities. I think you're all well aware of what we currently have on the table. Enhancing ICANN Accountability 2.0. Are there any questions or comments on this? Because this is, to give you a background of it, I think I might have mentioned it, but there were discussions in Istanbul, daily breakfasts between several SOAC and SG chairs that were present in Istanbul and the board members that were there and the ICANN senior management that was there. A lot of the discussions took place relating to the accountability thread in ICANN and also the INO stewardship transition thread. Certainly on the accountability thread, there were many in the GNSO that were unhappy with the process by which the whole system of having a coordination group on one side and a cross-community group on the other side all set up and vetted by the board and by staff. They weren't happy with that whole setup. There was some feedback, some amendments made, but also certainly a concern that there was no public comment period on that. So now it's open for 21 days. I know that the ALAC has already submitted, I think, two questions out of a massive list of questions that was sent to ICANN staff, and we haven't received any reply yet. But do we wish to add any more questions, anything else to what we've already sent so far? Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, sorry, my hand was up before you asked that question. We pretty well went to the wall saying you cannot go ahead with this without a comment period. It's going to look awful bad if there aren't any comments. Just noting that.
Thank you, Alan, and thanks for telling us of impending doom.
No. The point is, yes, there was a long list. If we believe some of them are absolutely crucial or specific changes need to be made, I think we should be submitting something either as a group or individually. Otherwise it's a paper tiger, and it's not going to go well next time we say something has to be done. So I think to the extent that we cared that what they had set up wasn't right, we need to be making statements, and I'm happy to have individuals do it, and you on behalf of the things you've heard, even if you're not speaking formally on behalf of the ALAC, but I really think we need to be vocal in this case.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Next is Tijani.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. There was a webinar a few days ago about the ICANN compatibility, and from the questions and especially from the replies of Teresa, I understood that everything you say, she tell you go to the public comments and please make your comments there. And I understand it because normally everyone has to go to the public comments and to the questions or the remarks there. I hope that there will be some change after the public comments because I see that they are going on with their program since they are asking for membership one per constituency. And I raised the point. She told me, go to the public comment. I think that the best thing we have to do is to comment in the public comment now. And if we want ALAC to make a special and strong statement, if we feel that what was done right now by the ISO and AC's chairs is not enough, we can do it. But I think that everyone has questions and remarks, and we have to go there and put them. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Tijani. So do we have anybody who wishes to either put some ideas forward and put them on the wiki, or we need a pen holder or someone to volunteer on this stuff? I don't see anyone stepping forward. Let's just put some ideas on the wiki. I have been raking my mind thinking, what other questions can we ask? And I haven't got any other questions for the time being. Or what comments can we make on this? But then again, I've just been able to speak to the board on a daily basis for the past week. So, at that point, it makes it a lot harder for me to think of questions that are not asked. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, I certainly will be putting something on. It won't be till the beginning of next, probably Tuesday of next week. That's getting a bit late to do it on behalf of the ALAC and have other people support it. But I will be putting some stuff on there, and I'll probably be making a statement of my own right on my own right. But I think people need to go over the large laundry list and anything else I think they may have missed, and identify what they believe are showstoppers. We've criticized the process that staff has come up with, and I think we need to identify specific things we want done. Not just ask questions, because the questions will yield answers we may not like, but suggest alternatives or say what it is we need to believe that we'll have some faith in it when the process goes forward. No, I have no problem with them going ahead with what they had already orchestrated. Time is passing as the comment period is open. And yes, we may end up with wanting two people for AC and SO, and we'll only have one. But I think we need to start the process, whatever it is, and then alter it based on the outcome of this comment.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alan. Certainly the comment period closes on the 27th of September, so that's just a week and a half from now, and you would be submitting a comment on the 23rd, so well in time, but of course not in enough time for the ALAC to be able to go through its usual process of vote, etc. I would say we'd have to close the current ALAC comment period by the weekend and then launch a vote. If we are to have anything for a statement, launch a vote next week to be in time for the 27th. I would imagine that since time is of the essence, Action will be taken very soon after the 27th for the process to move forward. So, yeah, and I know it's in the chat, Holly's saying, could you circulate anyway? Please do so. It's always better to have some circulation, some discussion, than having absolute silence. Let's move on and go to the next one, and that's the Board Working Group Report on Nominating Committee. Eduardo has volunteered to draft a statement. I haven't seen anything yet on there. I've been telling the different RALOs to have a look at that because it is important. This really affects the ALAC. We've got five people in the nominating committee, and they choose five people on our committee. So there are some comments in there, and I know that Eduardo is working on this. And I mean, I might just drop a note to Eduardo and find out how he's going on with it. The deadline for it is the 21st of next month, so there's still plenty of time for us to come up with a statement on that. I wouldn't open a debate on this call on this. And then finally, the introduction of two character domain names for .yest, .global, etc., etc. All these are going through a standard procedure. I think we've got the comment period open just for just the week. And if there are no comments, because the request is exactly the same as prior comments for two character domain names, then you will be automatically ratifying this by default. Alan, you put your hand up. You have the floor.
Yeah, no, on the NOMCOM one, Eduardo had crafted a pretty good statement. I made a few more comments on it, and he said he would try to integrate it. I don't think he has done the revised one yet, though. At least I haven't checked, but I haven't seen a wiki, you know, email saying that it changed. So perhaps we need to ask him what his target date is.
Okay, thanks for this. Let's ask Ariel, please, follow up with Eduardo on that. That's an action item. Thank you. Next, we have the review of the ICANN 51 at-large meeting schedule and agendas. And that, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the largest part of our work today, because we've got a big, big agenda when we will meet in Los Angeles. And I therefore ask you if you could please turn to that meetings page, Los Angeles meeting, October 2014. And on there, you will have a link to the meeting agendas. And the meeting agendas are starting from Sunday all the way down to Friday. What I was going to do was to take you through these meetings, perhaps ask Gisela, if she's now back on the right side of the world, Gisela to take us through these and to comment on these, because I'll be very frank with you all, when we meet face-to-face, we are absolutely exhausted because we have such full meeting agendas. Yet when we build the agendas, and this, when I say we, it's usually staff and I and a few others. Everyone asks for a meeting during the face-to-face meetings, and that's how we end up with very busy meeting agendas. So it's a bit of a vicious circle, and I'm not quite sure how to resolve that one. Have a lighter meeting schedule, and people start complaining that we are not making use of the time that we are face-to-face. Keep the same schedule, and we're basically putting everyone to bed at 9 p.m. because they're exhausted of the day, except, of course, those that drink copious quantities of coffee or alcohol. But that's a different thing. So let's start with the Monday meeting agenda. Gisela, are you back online? Are you able to speak to us? Or
Olivia Gisela here. I'm here.
Ah, welcome. Super.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. If I said welcome, I didn't speak to a ghost. I spoke to Gisela.
Just double.
Welcome here. Please take us to the Sunday agenda, or should I just take us through this?
Olivia, if I may, I'm going to leave Sunday up to Heidi, who's done the agenda, and I'll take it after Sunday. And Heidi, I believe, will be doing the AMAC side of the updating of agendas, if I may.
Okay, thank you very much, Gisela. You've absolutely confused me, but that's fine. Just to reduce the confusion, I should say just look at the English column. Do not look at the other two languages because these are not updated. So the English column is the important one. Heidi, over to you.
Okay, thank you, everyone. This is Heidi. So I'm going to go relatively quickly, except for the areas that still need have some concern. So I've put the Sunday's agenda page into the Skype, so we'll just read through it. So just confirming again, we have not sent any invitations out yet, so some of this might change just a bit depending on their availability. So first we have Olivier starting out, setting ground rules and outline of the week. Then we have 30 minutes with Fadi, followed by Sally and her entire team, this time for a little bit more, 9:45 to 10:30, and we're going to start with Nigel, I think you said, Olivier. No, Save, sorry, we're going to start with Save this time.
We'll start with the ones who never have a chance to speak because they usually are the ones that we run out of time on. So yes, we will start with those who were in the weren't able to talk to us last time.
Okay, and maybe also hand it over to Philip to Nee. Gosh, I'm completely help me with that. The Afralo Regional Vice President. And ask him about the plans for Marrakesh.
Pierre Donginou.
Yeah, sorry, I knew it was a P. Yeah, I knew it started with a P. I'm terribly sorry. so then we have a 30-minute coffee break, moving on to 45 minutes with Teresa Swinehart on an update on ICANN accountability and transparency activities. Then we have 30 minutes with Chris. In a question, I remember on the last either ALT call or ALAC call, there was an action item to invite Ashwin Rangan as well. So I've added him for 15 minutes. And I just want to confirm that that's going to be enough.
Yeah, thank you, Heidi. It's Olivier speaking. I would say we might need a little bit more for Ashwin.
Okay.
This is the time when we might be speaking to him about this overall system for tracking advice, tracking issues and so on, this knowledge management issue in ICANN. So that might
okay.
take a little bit more than just 15 minutes to touch on.
Okay, so then, this is Heidi again. So what I could do is move him down to item 11. You'll see that there's a TBD there, and that's a 30-minute slot. And then give Chris Gift more time for the website.
Yay.
We okay with this?
Okay. Okay, so moving on, then we have a quick update on the GNSO review with Larissa Gernick and Matt. And moving on, then we have lunch. That's, let's see, quite a long time, an hour and 15 minutes. There's plenty of time. There are a lot of food options right across the street. There's a mall, a really upscale mall, huge food court.
Heidi, it's Olivier. I would ask that we go through the agenda and not consider the food at the moment, please.
Okay, so just really highlighting hot topics 1 and 2. We have ICANN accountability and transparency for the first one, and then hot topic 2 is the NTIA IANA function stewardship. Okay, that's it for Monday, or Sunday.
Thank you very much, Heidi. It's Olivier speaking. So you will find that, again, here we've got discussion with ICANN staff in the early part of the day and then our own things in the latter part of the day. And the reason that we have it on Sunday is because that's the only time we actually have access to ICANN staff. We felt it was important to have Fadi, Sally, and Teresa as being the most important people at the moment to speak to since we've got the stewardship transition and IANA stewardship transition and also ICANN accountability that goes through. And then Chris Gift, because we absolutely need our website to be redeveloped. And as you know, there is some work that is now finally started after 4 years of being around. So we absolutely need to talk to him about that. Ashwin, as we just mentioned, was to do with the knowledge management. And then the GNSO review and the is a very important part of ICANN, I guess, and so that was probably the only time we could have just a quick update on that. Contractual compliance, as you know, is important. And then in the afternoon, the hot topic sessions are really an introductory to hot topic sessions. We need to get our ducks in line before the start of the week, since there will be a number of ICANN accountability and transparency and also NTIA INA functions, cross-community discussions afterwards. So this is where we will be able to actually, if we are still awake, where we'll actually be able to set our lines on what we want to defend. Alan and then Julie Hammer. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. There's a half-hour to-be-determined slot. Is that something we're holding in abeyance for last-minute urgent things, or what is the plan?
Thanks for this, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. I think Gisela just mentioned, or was it Heidi just mentioned, we could move Ashwin Rangan to that so that we have those half an hour with him rather than just 15 minutes.
Yes, this is Heidi. Please refresh. I've made that change.
Aha! So lesson one when reading these agendas, refresh. There we go. All changed now. So 12 to 15 to 12:30, Ashwin Rangan. That's not correct, but I would say it's probably 14. What? Yeah, okay, the time is wrong, but never mind.
The time is wrong. Sorry about that.
Yeah, lesson number two, don't look at the times. Next is Julie Hammer.
Yes, Julie speaking. Thanks, Olivia. Just a quick one. I just wanted to confirm that slot from 15:30 to 16:30 had been confirmed with Patrick. I think we did that some time ago, but I know he still gets very busy. And Heidi, I didn't hear you mention it specifically.
Thank you very much, Julie. Over to you, Heidi.
Yes, this is Heidi. Yes, Gisela and Julie Hedlund confirmed that some time ago.
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Let's move over to Monday, please.
Olivier, Gisela here. I'm going to take you through Monday. Just bear with me for a second. I've just updated the wiki page, so I am going to share the new wiki page. It is on its way. There we go. LA Monday. It's on its way. Monday we're going to start with the ALAC and NCSG meeting at, my suggestion is 7:15 to 8:15, which will allow us to get to the opening ceremony, which starts at 8:30. The agenda is being developed by yourself and Rafik, and it needs to be in before Friday, but I will send a reminder to all the working group chairs, as well as for this meeting, to have the agendas in by Friday. We then get on to the welcome ceremony from 8:30 to 10. From 10:30 to 12 is the first high-interest topics, which is SOAC-led. Then we have from 12:15 to 13:45, the full title is Meeting of the Cross-Community Working Group to Develop on IANA Stewardship Transition Proposal on Naming-Related Functions. And I still have to update the wiki page with the very long title. We then move on from 13:30 to 14:45, high interest topic two, which is all things who is, now and in the future. 1500 to 1650, please bear in mind everything that is in green is not set in stone. We have an initial draft that we're sharing with you today with the ALAC leadership team, but it's not set in stone, so things may still change around while they're developing the ICANN schedule. 1500 to 1615, we will be moving on to high interest topic three, which currently is update on next round of new GTLDs. We then move on to a working group meeting from 1600 to 1700, the at-large capacity building working group, for which the agenda is still outstanding. 16:30 to 17:45, so it will overlap with both our capacity building meeting as well as the Atlas II implementation task force meeting, the high interest topic three, which is the new GTLD program update. It isn't actually labeled as high interest topic, but these
these time slots were kept as placeholders for high interest topics. We have our Atlas II implementation task force meeting from 1700 to 1800, and then we swiftly move on to the at-large new GTLD working group from 1800 to 1900. All three of these meetings are currently scheduled to be held in the Olympic Room, which is the ALAC Room. And Monday evening news, there is no gala, so you have a free evening.
Okay, thank you very much for this. Did you say there's no gala?
No. There was
okay.
Yes, she did say
an
that.
Announcement. There was an announcement. Sorry, deeply for the transcript. There was an announcement earlier on. I believe it's been posted on the ICANN website, and it was from the one I read was by Chris Mondini.
Okay, thank you. And so will there be a gala at any other time in the evening or none whatsoever?
Gisela, again, there is no gala because there is no one to sponsor the gala.
Oh.
Okay,
no
thanks
host.
Very much for this. These are lean times, goodness gracious. I mean, next thing
however,
we'll probably have to sleep in the streets, who knows?
Well, we may
sorry,
need to cycle to LA next time. We may need to cycle the trip to LA. But we do have a little. We will definitely have networking opportunity at the music night, which I believe is always highly appreciated by the community. Which is on Tuesday night, sponsored by PIR.
Fantastic. So we will look forward to that. So just one small thing, because I heard a few people cringe silently around the world, but I felt the energy. The 7:15 a.m. start on a Monday morning, just another manic Monday in the middle of after having had such a long thing. Now, you might all ask, why are we meeting the NCSG so early whilst we usually meet them on Thursday? And the key to that is the fact that on Thursday there are going to be some other high-interest topics that will be discussed with the hubs, etc. We will touch on that in a moment when we go to the Thursday. But it means that, unfortunately, we have had to rearrange our schedule, and the meeting that we usually have with the NCSG during lunchtime on the Thursday has had to be moved to this time slot here. The ALAC meeting has had to be moved to the wrap-up has had to be moved earlier on Thursday morning and split, in fact, so that we do one part during lunchtime and one part during the Thursday early morning. That's unfortunately the same sort of problem that we had in London. We're probably going to have to work out some changes if this Thursday sessions are going to be common and are going to be followed at every ICANN meeting, we might have to do our wrap-up earlier than we currently do it. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. Can we make it very clear ahead of time to everyone attending whether there will or will not be coffee and anything else at that meeting? I'm serious. Sometimes, you know, it's very nice we show up and find coffee, but people have gotten up 45 minutes earlier to have breakfast not having been told there's coffee. Let's just make it clear. I'm not going to go on into a rant that there must be coffee, but let's make it really clear what's happening or not.
Yeah, thank you for this, Alan. I've made a request for it to be breakfast and for it to be lunch on the Thursday. I haven't had a reply. Well, I've had a reply that finance has to give a green light to it. As you remember, in London, we were provided with breakfast. In fact, the Atlas II was provided with breakfast, and also the ALAC was provided with a lunch. I saw that Gisela had her hand up, and now she's completely disappeared off the Adobe Connect.
Olivier, I'm here. Sorry. I have safety crashing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back.
Okay, well, welcome.
I would just like to say, Alan, in response to Alan's query, we have, for instance, for the Monday morning, requested coffee and hopefully like breakfast or at least pastries. We haven't had any confirmations about any of our catering requests yet. So for any meeting that starts before 7:30, we have tried to ask for breakfast. As I said, not yet been confirmed. And as Olivier mentioned, the Thursday sessions at 7 a.m. as well as the lunch sessions, we are hoping to have that covered for both breakfast and for lunch. And what I suggest is when I send the reminders out the day before, we will notify you whether there is breakfast or not. Hopefully you will have a response before then, but at least you will have on the daily update whether there's coffee. I obviously don't want to attract every Tom, Dick and Harry at the ICANN meeting to come and have our coffee and pastry.
No, private notification is fine. I'm just saying at least to the ALAC and to the liaisons, just to make sure people know. That's all I would suggest.
Tom and Dick is fine. I drive a
noted.
Tom and Dick is fine. I drive a line at Harry.
Okay, let's move on then, ladies and gentlemen. We still have plenty of time. Let's go over to any other questions, by the way, for this Monday. It is going to be a crazy Monday again. I love the idea of having high-interest topics. I would call them special high-interest topics. There are quite a few there. All things who is now in the future, we don't know whether that will include EWG and the PPSAI. They're very broad terms at the moment, but it's important that we're able to attend some of these. As you will notice, we have a few of our own sessions in the afternoon. The capacity building, the implementation task force is very important. And certainly the new GTLD working group is also going to have a very important meeting there. So I hope we're not going to fall asleep. Tuesday, please. Back to you, Gisela.
Over to Tuesday. Thank you, Olivier. Gisela here. We start very early every day of the week. It's just to keep you on your toes. Tuesday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. at large accessibility working group. Again, coffee and pastries have been requested. Whether that will be confirmed, I don't know. We're hoping for at least coffee. We then have 8:30 to 9:30, our usual meeting with the board. Now, as of Marrakesh, that may change over to the Wednesday, as they had initially tried to put us on the Wednesday, but then we came back to the Tuesday, and they said the change wouldn't happen until Marrakesh, so we'll see how it pans out in Marrakesh. Then from 10 to 12, we have the ALAC work part one, and I'll hand it over to Heidi for the agenda.
Thank you, Gisela. So on ALAC part one, it's a sort of a same schedule that we normally have for that particular session, but with more time for less smaller number of working groups. So the at-large working group update will be limited to 4, as you can see there. Evan, you have 2, just a heads up there.
Understood.
And then for the item 2, it's just a 25 minutes with the 2015 NAMCOM leadership. And if you have not heard yet, the incoming chair of the NAMCOM is Stefan Van Gelder. So Joette is working with him, and as soon as he announces his leadership team, we'll add those as well.
Has an incoming chair designate for the following year been picked yet?
I have not heard so, no. This is Heidi, no.
Okay, thanks everyone. So just recapping on the ALAC work part one, as you'll note, it's a bit more of an airy schedule, less crunched up and maybe a bit more time to discuss things. I think that was the feedback we received from the last meeting. We always ran out of time in our discussions, but that really should be much easier to handle. Is there any working group which you think we have missed in there? Because the 4 that were chosen here were effectively the ones that seem to be doing the most things at the moment. Any thoughts on that? No? Okay, let's move on then. And back to you, I guess it's Gisela now.
Thank you, Olivier. Gisela here.
After the ALAC session part one, we have a 15-minute break to then proceed from 12:15 to 13:45 for the Lakralo monthly meeting. Agenda still to be updated. From 1400 to 1500, ALAC is meeting with the GAC. And I don't know if you wish to discuss the questions now or later, because on Tuesday we have the meeting with the GAC and with the board. So we have to submit the questions to the board and to the GAC. Olivier?
Yes, thank you, Gisela. It's Olivier speaking. I think we'll probably go through the whole schedules and then we'll ask the questions on the board and the GAC
thank
at the
you.
Same time. But what we can say, though, is to mention it now. And so you all have this task to think about this for the next 10, 15 minutes and then come up with suggestions. Back to you, Gisela.
Thank you, Olivier. We then allow ourselves 15 minutes in order to keep the agenda flowing for the ALAC working session part two, just time to get from the GAC room to the ALAC room, which I believe is only a floor apart. Heidi, over to you for ALAC working session part two, please.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Heidi. So we have confirmed 30 minutes with the ASO and NRO. I have to confirm who those people who will be presenting are. Then we also have a note back from Alyssa, thanks to Olivier, that they are still confirming their schedule, so they'll get back to us on that. So that is still TBC at that point. That's that's an hour session with them. And then the last session in ALAC Part 2 is just a conclusion and next steps with Olivier. Gisela?
Thank you. Heidi, it's Olivier speaking. Just to add, I think it would be very good to have an actual full hour with the coordination group itself. Alyssa had mentioned this in Istanbul. I know that they're going to have a wider meeting with everyone at ICANN, but having a meeting of the ALAC with the coordination group is probably likely to yield a lot more results, a lot more understanding on our side. Alyssa said that, well, they have a call tomorrow night in exactly 24 hours, and she'll be able to get back to me at that point with regards to their schedules and whether they can confirm this time. Back to you, Gisela.
Thank you, Olivier. Gisela here. We then have from 1700 to 1830 the at-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the IANA function, and that will be in the same meeting room as it will be in the ALAC meeting room Olympic, so at least we won't have to move anywhere in order to gain time. And the schedule, the draft schedule that we have had come through doesn't have Music Night on, so I am just getting a confirmation from the meetings team.
Gisela?
That it has been. Have you? Yes?
Yes, sorry. This is Heidi. I have had a confirmation from Tanzanika, and she
Perfect.
Is looking into why it's not showing.
Thank you. The usual
Fantastic.
Time, Gisela, again, the usual time is 20:30, and it's in the hotel venue.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Gisela. It's Olivier speaking. So as you'll note, we will have the working group on transition of U.S. government stewardship immediately after the discussion with the ICG. That flows well, and hopefully we'll then be able to design a strategy of how what kind of input we want to have in this whole IANA stewardship transition. Move on to the next day, I guess. I don't see anyone putting their hand up for comments or questions. Let's go to Wednesday. Back to you, Gisela.
Wednesday. Thank you, Olivier Gisela here. We start again at 7 a.m., surprise, with the RALO leadership and ALAC leadership team working breakfast, where we will have David Olive with us. So it's the RALO leadership, ALAC leadership team with liaisons, and David Olive. So it's going to be quite a full house. The last time I counted, we were approximately 24 people attending this breakfast. I have asked for a meeting room, and according to the schedule, it is going to be in the ALAC meeting room, and breakfast will be provided. At the same time, unfortunately, and yes, because we are very limited with time, and I don't see this on the main schedule, so I'll follow up on this. We have the at-large metrics working group from 7:30 to 8:30. It's been a chessboard trying to fit everything together. Not ideal, but we've done our best. 8:45 to 9:45, we have the AP RALO monthly meeting. We already have the agenda up on the wiki page. Where we have two panels. We have a 90-minute session with two 45-minute panels. The first panel is treating on privacy and proxy. The moderator is Holly, so I'll leave that over to Holly. And panel two is ultimate and innovative DNS, where the moderator is Garth Broom, and he has invited the Frogans. As we always say, it reminds us of the Lord of the Rings. So, Holly, we just need your agenda for the panel, the first panel for 45 minutes. I know you're working on all Los Angeles-related matters this week.
Yep. Should I send it to you by Friday?
If that would be very much appreciated, please look at the transcripts. Yes, because by Friday we'd like to send them in to have them translated so that it's not a last-minute rush and that it's done accurately by our translations department.
Do you have a PowerPoint template? Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have the PowerPoint template. We will be circulating that as soon as we receive it.
Thank you.
We then go on to the NORALO monthly meeting from 11:30 to 12:30, and there again the agenda has been updated. And that runs parallel with the at-large IDN policy working group the same time from 11:30 to 12:30. And for your information, it will be the IDN policy working group who will stay in the ALAC meeting room. And the NORALO monthly meeting will be in another meeting room. 12:30 to 1400, the at-large regional leadership meeting, which will be in the ALAC meeting room. Lunch will not be provided, so we'll ask people to please fetch their lunch probably mid-morning, whenever they're able to go and get it. As Heidi says, there will be more than enough places in the hotel to be able to get some takeaway lunch. We have 1400 to 1530, the Afralo-African joint meeting. That is the usual slot on a Wednesday afternoon. And 1600 to 1730, we have the ICANN Academy, sorry, for the joint Afral-African and the ICANN Academies. We're still waiting on agendas. Running parallel to the ICANN Academy, and which Evan agreed to, is the Future Challenges Working Group. That will be, and I'm just checking as we speak on which one will be the Future Challenges with interpretation will be held in the ALAC room. And the last meeting of the day will be the crop meeting from 17:30 to 18:30. And the NORALO outreach event will end off the Wednesday from 18:30 to 20:30. And I see that the crop meeting has been put in the same room as the NORALO outreach meeting, so we'll be working on that to possibly change the meeting rooms to allow the NORALO team, the outreach event working group team, to prepare the room for the event.
Thank you for this, Gisela. Thanks, Gisela. It's Olivier speaking. And, of course, the NORALO outreach event is the showcase that we usually have. Just rewinding back to the beginning, I saw Tijani Benjamin put his hand up. So, Tijani, you have the floor. You might be muted at the moment, Tijani. Aha, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
I was muted, so I was speaking to myself. I said that the first remark, I have three remarks. The first one is that I noticed that the Metrix working group is meeting at the same time as the ALT plus the regional leadership. This is a big problem because now we have the important thing is to have the interaction with the secretariat, the regional leadership, and they will not be able to attend this call, this meeting. And also the chair of the Matrix working group, which is Cheryl, she will be with us in the breakfast. So I don't know, this cannot work like this. Second remark, yes, we don't want ICANN to pay for the lunch, but we can have boxes brought to us and we will pay for them. Otherwise, if you go and have your lunch with you, we will spend time and the meeting will not begin at the right time. Third remark, we said last time, it is in London particularly, we said because there was a lot of problems of overlap between one session and the other, because the session is starting late and then people will not leave on time and the other group will come and there are a lot of fights, etc. So we said we have to get at least 15 minutes between two sessions. And I noticed that we always have no second between two meetings. Thank you.
Thank you for these three remarks, Tejani, and I think you're absolutely correct on all three, and that's going to be a tough one to resolve. How do we resolve the clash between Railo leadership and the ALT working breakfast and the at-large metrics working group?
You are asking me?
I think I should ask Gisela, and Gisela is not answering. Gisela, you have the floor.
No. Olivier Gisela here. Mm-hmm. With Heidi and I have turned this around, it is finding time, and unfortunately, with the Monday and with the Thursday morning now, there is no time. I can look at it again now that the main schedule's come out, but I'll do my best. I can only say that.
Yeah, but this is Heidi. The only thing I can think of as a relatively quick change, if meeting staff would change it, is a switch between the Metrics Working Group and the Neuralo monthly meeting. They're both 1 hour. And I don't know how many people from Neuralo are in the Metrics Working Group. But then you have, no, that won't work because we have the Railo leadership, so that won't work either.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give this a little bit of a think, but we also need to be aware that the meeting schedule is closed, so we have a bit of a challenge at that point.
Heidi, it's Olivier speaking. I thought you said the meeting schedules will close on the 19th of September.
No,
that's the agenda.
That's the agenda.
Oh, yeah.
The meeting schedule for actual meetings has been closed for some time, and it was reopened late last week for a couple of days, but it's closed. So that's a challenge.
The madness, Heidi, and it's Olivia speaking, and I guess I can say that on the record, but the madness is that it was opened just for the Thursday sessions to be slotted in there and therefore producing a tsunami that wiped all of our sessions out of the way and now just crunching everything else together.
Yeah, so
that's what
it appears
to be.
This is Heidi again. So keep in mind, I mean, you know, as we've mentioned, we've had a lot of requests for meetings, and we've had Monday almost, you know, fully removed. So we are not going to have a conflict-free meeting, and that's just not going to be the case, as there are more working groups, longer working groups. So Gisela has noted that on the metrics from Neuralo, there's only Alan and Darlene. And Cheryl, you know, she's a liaison, so not absolutely vital for the Railo meeting.
Yeah, but instead of you speaking, I think the whole point of the last metrics discussion was that we wanted to have metrics on the ALAC, metrics on the Railos, metrics on the ALT, on the ALSs. And the primary discussion, I think, is this whole metrics thing.
Yeah, Well, so coming back, this is Heidi again, coming back to that, you know, we have representatives from each of the RALOs in that metrics working group. Could they not feed back to the Secretariat's meeting later that day? I think that the Secretariat's meeting is going to have a significant time dedicated to the topic of metrics.
Maureen Hilliard.
Thank you, Olivier. You're correct, Olivier, in saying that the metrics is actually taking quite a lot of attention of the RALOs and the leadership teams, and I think it's important that anyone who, and we're getting interest from across the different RALOs, not just from the leadership. So we need to be able to give everyone an opportunity to be part of that metrics discussion.
Thank you, Maureen. It's Olivia speaking. I was going to suggest then that we join the At-Large Metrics Working Group with the RALO leadership and ALT Working Breakfast, but that will just make it a massive, huge number of people, probably.
Yeah, and Olivier, this is Heidi. If I may note that one of the key purposes of the RALO leadership was to allow David Olive to have more time with them, speaking to them and getting to know them. So, that's not an ideal situation.
Too many cooks spoil the broth, or I can't remember which one that deals with a party and whatever, but okay, fine. We've got Alan Greenberg, then Tejani Benchema. Then we'll just have to move on, and probably we'll have to move that metrics thing elsewhere. Alan,
sorry, Olivia. Sorry, I hate to cut in. This is Evan. I just need to say I got to get off the phone. So please, if somebody needs my attention, you can Skype me.
All right, thanks.
Sorry about
that. Thank you, Evan. Okay. That's fine, Evan. Thank you. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, you just said what I was gonna say. That metrics, as important as it is, can't be wedged in with conflicts with other groups without some of the key metrics people there. So, I don't know whether we can move somewhere else or it bites the dust for this meeting. But what is being proposed, I don't think is acceptable right now.
What about the at-large new GTLD working group that's currently scheduled for 1800 to 1900 on Monday? Could that be a switch with the metrics group?
You've just asked 10 seconds too late because Evan has just left.
So, maybe Gisela, let's look into that and let's ask meeting staff if we can make a change, okay, at this late stage.
Well, silence is consent. I don't hear Evan say anything, so consider it done. That's a joke. Okay. Tijani Benjema, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I don't think it's a good idea to merge the metrics working group with the leadership plus regional leadership plus ALT. It is a very bad idea because we will not have time to discuss what you want to discuss with David Olive, etc. And when you have a huge group, it will not be easy, especially because we are eating at the same time. So it is not a good idea at all.
Yeah, thanks, Tijani. It's Olivia speaking. I think that idea is off the table anyway. So. That's well understood. Thank you. Maureen, your head is still up?
Sorry, no, it's supposed to be down. I'll be down.
Dave asked a question in the chat.
David Antelix thing asked the question, since I don't have audio, can metrics be from 8 to 9? So we have from 8 to 9. One of the problems, I think, is room allocation. Staff? Heidi, Gisela?
Olivier, sorry, it's easier. 8 to 9. Metrics, 8 to 9.
That would be a 15-minute overlap with the AP RALO. But it's only 15 minutes, and I know we do have key people in the metrics. We have Cheryl, we have Maureen.
And it also overlaps with the RALO leadership ALC.
Yeah. So let's take a look at Monday, switching it with the new GTLD.
Okay. Thanks very much, everyone. Let's move on, please. We have half an hour left to this call, hopefully. Let's go over to Thursday. If we live until Thursday, this is what we'll have on Thursday. And this is the day that has made all the other days what they are. Over to you, Gisela.
Surprise, surprise. We start at 7 o'clock in the morning with the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Meeting, Part 1, which will last for 30 minutes, where we will be reviewing the ALAC action items. And then 7:30 to 8:15, we're going to go into the meeting with the CCNSO Council. Now, initially, this was the ALAC Leadership Team meeting with the CCNSO Council, but due to the fact that we're having our wrap-up session, Part 1, from 7 to 7:30, we are going to keep the ALAC meeting. We're going to keep ALAC there, and the ALAC will meet with the CCNSO.
The CCNSO Leadership.
It's Council.
Sorry, the CCNSO Council. Is that... Then we'll go on 8:30 to 10 o'clock. We've got the Enhancing ICANN Accountability. 10:30 to 12. Community discussion with the ICG, and as we speak, I'm just checking the times on that. Yes, the Enhancing ICANN Accountability, sorry, is from 8:30 to 9:45, so I will change that on the schedule. Community discussion with the ICG is from 10:30 to 12. We then have the second part of the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Meeting from 12 to 13:30, and we're hoping to have lunch served there.
Gisela, we might have lost you just now. I think we've lost Gisela, or have I been lost?
So let me. This is Heidi. Let me take over a little bit before until Gisela gets back. So for the ALAC and Regional Leadership Wrap-Up Part 2, it's basically 45 minutes of ALAC actions. And then we have 45 minutes with a chair's announcement with, among other things, a discussion with Sebastian Bachelet and a recognition of his time as the first at-large selected director of the ICANN board. And that goes directly, then leads directly into the public forum, which is 2 hours. We still need questions for that. Actually, there seems to be two public forums after the coffee break. Then there's an annual general meeting. And again, this time in London, they did not have a recognition of departing members. So this time, they will be those community leaders who have left since Singapore will be recognized. So if you are in that situation, then please be at that annual general meeting.
And thanks very much for this, Heidi. Just so quickly going through this, initially, we were supposed to have 3 hours, 3.5 hours, I think, of ALAC wrap-up, going through our usual board liaison reports, et cetera, et cetera. Our usual liaison reports, working group reports, RALO reports, and all that. This, because of the additional sessions on that day, we've had to squeeze everything into an hour and a half at lunchtime and 30 minutes. So that gives us a total of 2 hours on the last on that day, which is not very much. I hope that we'll be able to get through the action items in 30 minutes. We usually have an enormous amount of action items by then, but we'll try and start on the dot at 7 a.m. Certainly, I look forward to the meeting of the ALAC and the CCNSO Council, and there is a small working group that is currently working to put together the topics. The two topics on enhancing ICANN accountability and community discussion with the ICG are those big room topics, like what happened in London on the Thursday, with remote hubs taking part, plus public microphones, et cetera, et cetera, the whole circus, basically. But the sessions work quite well in London. And so it's hoped that they will be able to recreate something as exciting in Los Angeles. On the wrap-up, we're just going to be dealing with the ALAC action. So this really is going to be just a transfer of we've got two big transfers there. We've got, on the one hand, going from Sébastien Bachelet to Renaldi Abdelrahim, and on the other hand, you've got going from Olivier to Allen. And so there's going to be some, just some time to discuss this and pass things over. And of course, we're looking at what's going to happen next. What are we going to do after the LA meeting? What are our future directions? And then I thought it was good to be able to have another final chat with reflections from Sébastien Bachelet on his time as a board member selected by the at-large community. I hope that Rinalia will be there as well, so we'll also be able to have a smooth handover on that. Finally, on the public forum, well, you all know that in the AGM, we know that, of course, wrap-up cocktail afterwards, there's nothing else to add. I see Heidi's put her hand up. Heidi, you have the floor. Yeah.
Thank you, Olivia. Just a quick question. I heard you noted Rinalia. Did you wish to have a Rinalia there, or did you want this to be solely a focus on Sébastien in terms of the board director?
Thank you, Heidi. It's Olivia speaking. At the moment, I would say this is fully focused on Sébastien to reflect on what he's done and on what has happened in the years that he's been there. I mentioned Rinalia by her being there. I would imagine she would be there. This is the ALAC wrap-up.
Well,
I don't think there's anything else that's more important than this. Is there?
This is Heidi again. She's fully transitioning to the board. So if there are any board events happening, then that's probably her first priority. But I just wanted to know whether I should invite her to be there, and I will do so to ensure that, if possible, she...
Heidi, I'll put it down to the record that she'll spend most of the week with the board. I think she can leave the board for a couple of hours. I think it would be healthy of her to leave the board for a couple of hours. In fact, it's healthy for anyone to take a break from the board for a couple of hours.
So this is Heidi again. If we move on to Friday, you'll see that at that point, Alan is the chair, and one of the people that we have down to be invited is Rinalia.
Absolutely, yes. And so Olivier speaking, very important at that point. We will be speaking to Rinalia and looking forward to hearing her plans for the board and for at large. So we really look forward to that. It'll be a very exciting moment. And it will be also exciting for me because for once I won't have to chair that meeting.
So, Olivier, Alan, to walk you through that meeting, again, we've ordered a buffet for the ALT and the liaisons. And if everyone can see on Friday, Terry, could you put that up, please, if Gisela is not able to do so? The first thing, we have just a few minutes of welcoming the ALT members, the new ones. Then we have David Olive, who is confirmed for 8:15 to 8:45. Steve Crocker, I will reach out to his assistant with that. That we actually have, looks like we have 45 minutes with Steve. Rinalia, 30 minutes. And then, Alan, this is up for you to decide, or the ALT, the new ALT. Normally we would do next steps to the next ICANN meeting, in this case Marrakesh, and then some time on strategy. But that's up to you and your new team to decide that.
What is the reference to AFRALO?
Because normally,
because
this is Heidi again, normally it's that's the area or the region, the RALO, that is hosting the next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Any comments there? This is Heidi again.
Yeah, it's Olivia here. It's Alan's session on this one. So, Alan?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were expecting input from me at this point.
You're chairing that session.
As Heidi said, it's up to Alan and his new team. Once I have a new team, we'll put some effort into planning that in a little bit more detail.
Alan, okay, that's fine.
Thank
keep in mind that we are sending the agendas to be translated on this Friday.
I understand. And
no pressure.
And you won't get it by then if I'm supposed to consult with my new team.
Great stuff. Okay.
The details can be omitted at this point and filled in later.
All right. So that took us through the whole agenda for the week. And as you can see, it's going to be very, very packed. But at least we've identified a couple of things that need to be changed around. I now invite you to move on then to the next item of our agenda. Actually, before we do that, we're on 5A. Let's go to 5B, the questions for the groups and for the public meeting. The first set of questions I was going to ask was for us to choose in the LA high interest topic session. David Olive sent out a list of possible sessions that we might be interested in, possible topics that we might be interested in. We have to somehow send a vote, and I have to do that before tomorrow, because tomorrow will be when the decision is made. So I sent last week a note to the ALT list on those topics, and I haven't had any feedback from it, apart from Evan, who has answered today to the suggestion, and he said, number 8 by far, I'd be comfortable with number 9 if it is substituted internet users for civil society. And Holly said she would be choosing from number 8 to 11.
Olivier, do we have what those numbers mean?
Numbers are as follows. 1, Net Mundial Initiative and Handoff. 2, affirmation review of GTLD expansion. 3, planning for next round of new GTLDs. 4, NOMCOM improvements. 5, universal acceptance of new GTLDs. 6, disposition of excess new GTLD fees and auction proceeds. 7, integration of the GAC into the GNSO policy process. And there's also a GNSO Council suggestion and number 11 underneath. 8, trust in ICANN. 9, legitimacy in Internet governance. 10, future of the Internet. 11, future role of the GAC. And 12, what is the essence of ICANN?
6 and 8 are my choices.
So to remind you, what Evan chose was number 8, which was number eight, trust in ICANN. And number 9, which was legitimacy in internet governance. But in there it mentioned civil society is the most disenfranchised part of the whole process and it has the most to lose. And so what Evan was going to suggest was to replace civil society by end users. That's one. And then the other one was Holly. Holly said number 8 to 11. So numbers 8 to 11, just to remind you all, is 8, trust in ICANN, 9, legitimacy in internet governance, 10, future of the internet, and 11, future role of the GAC. If you are unsure about those, I've sent this. I've sent a reminder to the ALT list just about, half an hour before the call started. You should have had it in your mailbox. Any
record,
suggestions?
Yep, it's Alan. My choices would be 8 and 6. Trust and
8 and 6.
And dispensation of funds.
The disposition of excess new GTLD fees and auction proceeds. Correct?
Yes, but 8 would be my first choice, trust.
8 first choice, okay. Anyone else? So 8 is trust in ICANN. For those of you that do not have the message or don't know what we're speaking about at the moment,
me try and find it very quickly indeed. There we are.
Olivia, this is Heidi. I've put the numbers of the topics in the chat.
Oh, you put them there. Ah, perfect. That's really great. You can also consult the message on this archive. Any other thoughts from anyone? At the moment, we haven't really got... Everyone doesn't seem to be particularly interested in those topics or excited in those. All right. Let's not continue on this one. I'll let you all fill this. Please answer the email. I need an answer by tomorrow, so take the next few minutes and just send me the numbers that you're interested in, and then I'll just collect them and reply to David Olive prior to the announcement tomorrow. Now, we also have global stakeholder engagement questions, board questions, GAC questions, and the topics for the public forum workspace. I think that the topics for the public forum workspace are something we can push a little bit back. We really need to work on the GSE questions, the board questions, and the GAC questions. I'm just wondering, we're running out of time yet again. But if you have any thoughts right now, then please let us know, and so we can put them on the record and start filling those pages. After 85 minutes on this call, I believe most people are fried, myself included. Most people's minds are fried at the moment. Okay, I don't seem to get any answer from anyone on the call, so let's move on. Please, again, as a follow-up to this, let's have this as an action item, please. Staff to send an email, and let's do it again, another email to the ALAC. Let's get the whole ALAC to fill in the wiki pages for global stakeholder engagement questions, board questions, GAC questions, and the topics for the public forum. We need to,
Olivia, can we have a,
we need to really have a push on that. Heidi, yes.
Could we make a deadline of the, let's say, the end of the month?
Yes, let's do that. In fact, let's do a deadline of the... Okay, let's do a deadline of the 25th or something.
Okay.
And then we can always extend it if we haven't got enough by then. I'm a bit concerned if we put it end of the month, people think, oh, it's only mid-month, we've got time, and then nothing gets done. So give it a good 9 days or so, and then a few more days afterwards, if we need it. Perfect. Thank you, Heidi. Next, ICANN 51 Hubs, just a quick update on these. I've mentioned earlier on the Thursday there will be remote hubs for the for these day sessions. What's the deal on these now? I've heard we've had a number of at-large structures that have taken up an interest in running a hub locally.
Hi, Olivia. This is Heidi. Ariel is going to give a very brief update, if she's able to.
To supply and... we also have the balance of geographics, so all five RALOs are represented. And currently the IT teams are reviewing their applications. So we had a good turnout for the application.
Okay, thank you for this, Errol. Just to let you all know, there are two types of hubs. There's the listen-only hubs where you can have as many as you want, and then the two-way hubs when there's a limit of 10 of them, and ICANN is ready to pay the hub some money that would go towards the technical setup and things for a two-way hub. But obviously it also has some service levels that need to be reached when funding this. So it'll be interesting. It'll be a very interesting test to see if we can have more hubs than we've had before. And certainly I think that's something we should ourselves also look at, because those remote hubs might be something we might wish to add also when we have our own at-large meetings. If a few of our ALSs wish to set up a hub and perhaps interact with the ALAC directly,
on a two-way basis. That will be a very nice test setup. Let's move on to number 7. And number 7 is update on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the INF function. I'm going to be very fast on this. There was a meeting of the INF coordination group that took place in Istanbul on last Saturday. There's going to be a call of the INF coordination group tomorrow, Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon for Europe. I think it's early morning for the American continent, and it's going to be late afternoon or even evening for Asia Pacific and Pacific Islands, maybe even nighttime for them. I would recommend that anyone interested in this would be following this call as a listen-only procedure. It's important because the ICG is going to really start its work now and define further procedures and prepare for Los Angeles. As far as our working group is concerned, we have done some good work in basically, on the one hand, having the charter of the accountability group, charter of the cross-committee working group on INF stewardship transition all voted, and I think that most of the SOs and ACs have now ratified that charter, so the work will be able to start very soon. We have, of course, our own working group in the topic that has been feeding Mohamed El Bashir and Jean-Jacques Subrena with all of our input so far. And the working group has also divided its work among some of the working group members into going to other discussion fora outside of ICANN. So some have now joined the RIR, the Regional Internet Registry mailing lists, to take part in the discussions there. Some have joined the IETF mailing list dealing with the INF stewardship transition caught up with that. And so they're active. We're trying to basically be active in all of the different silos that will work ultimately to produce something. That something being the proposal to the U.S. government on transition of stewardship of the INF function. The concern we have at the moment is that the operational communities are going to be designing those proposals. However, I must say that the discussion so far on the mailing list of those different operational communities is taking into account the input from people that are not directly from those operational communities. There is a concern with regards to the regional internet registries that there are 5 of them, as you know, and there is no coordinated manner by which they would all submit just one proposal between them. There is also a concern that that some of these proposals might be contradictory to each other. On the GNSO and the naming issues side, there is also a concern that the CCNSO, which has 4 members on the ICG, has members that are part of the CCNSO. Some are The CCTLV operators have 4 spaces on the ICG. The ones that are affiliated to the CCNSO are, I think, 2 of them, and then there's one that is a non-affiliated CCNSO member, and then there's one that is just that doesn't want to even hear about the CCNSO. But there's also concern that there's going to be no consensus among them on anything. But it's still very early days, so we'll just have to see how things sort of percolate slowly. And I shouldn't be too worried about our influence so far. Having been in Istanbul and spoken personally to Alissa and, in fact, to people from the ICG, but also the respective organizations that were feeding the input into the ICG, I think there's an overall understanding that accountability across all of the component organizations is going to be an important topic, and they should, of course, work together to reassure the U.S. government that this accountability across all of the different parts is not going to fall through the cracks. I've also spoken to Larry Strickling, and his his answer to my concerns on accountability of all participants and the accountability checks and balances that the U.S. government was bringing. His response was, well, if we don't think the proposal is good enough, we'll just send it back and say we want another proposal or we want you to improve on it. They're not going to settle for something that is half-baked. And so it's going to be an interesting, very interesting number of months. Alan Greenberg and then Tishani Benjamin. Alan, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Just a question which no one here may know the answer to. The scheduling of the ICG meeting, was it only scheduled 24 hours ahead of time for the participants also, in which case one wonders what kind of turnout they're going to get, or was it already scheduled a while ago and we were only told about it now?
Yes, thank you very much for this, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. I originally thought there was going to be a master schedule for the ICG calls, and I think that the original intent was to have a master schedule. Unfortunately, as you just rightly said, I've just found out about it now, and it's in less than 24 hours' time. You're absolutely correct that it's very poor, a very poor way to organize things, and certainly there will be concerns about transparency by having this announced so late in time.
Or participation, or if indeed the members were also just told in that time frame.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling the members might have discussed timings and just done a doodle poll or something, and then the doodle poll to have chosen the time. But what I will do, and unfortunately I haven't even had the time to ask either Jean-Jacques or Mohamed, what I'll do is to fire an email to them and find out. We definitely need to know, because this makes it very difficult for people to follow. Tijani Benjamin?
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. You said that the RIR, the regional internet the registry, may give a separate proposal and perhaps a contradictory proposal. This is not the feedback I had from APRINIC and also from, I think, EBNIC. I think they said they are working in the NRO together. They are working in their rear, and they coordinate everything inside the NRO, and they will come up with a single proposal. This is what I have as feedback from ADL and I think from the APNIC. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for this, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. The reason for me saying this is that there was a discussion on the ARIN discussion list that looked at the coordination between the different RIRs. At the moment, there is a forum on each one of these RIRs that deals specifically with the topic of iron stewardship transition. There is no global forum to discuss that, though. So if the RIRs are each having their own public discussion on one side, but then are meeting behind closed doors in the NRO to build up a consolidated proposal, I'm afraid that will just, as far as I'm concerned, and of course I haven't shared this with anyone in our working group, but I would feel that this just doesn't meet the criteria for transparency that is needed to build such a concerted proposal. Or consolidated proposal. Tijani?
All that, excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you. And by the way, that, just for the record, this was my personal feeling, but if we have five public discussions, then how are they all coming together? And there should really be a public discussion for them to come together. So... anyways, that's the topic. Next update on the ICANN accountability process. Here again, I think we touched on it quite extensively earlier on in the call for the public comment process, so there's no need to add any more. Anyone has questions or comments on this? None? Okay. And then we can move to the last part of our agenda. Sorry, I just heard someone say something. Okay. So we're now reaching the agenda items for the 23rd of September ALAC meeting next week. What items should we add to the agenda? Do you have any specific items that you would like to add? Here we go. Thank you, Seth, for adding this. We've got our usual review of action items, etc. The policy bit will be updated. Then we've got the meeting schedule, and of course we're not going to spend as much time as we spent here on it, but hopefully we'll have a quick update on where things fit, and hopefully not too many people will be horrified by the number of sessions that we have in Los Angeles. Then we'll have we'll have a little bit more a few other things. Any additional items which you would like to add on this? Heidi, I mentioned to you earlier something I just can't remember. It's not in my mind anymore.
Yeah.
Something
Heidi,
we needed to add to the agenda item, item for decision.
You will see in the chat, it's a type of vote, the issue of whether the ALS vote should be open or not.
Ah, that's correct, yes. And I see Alan Greenberg has put his hand up. Alan, you have the floor.
I didn't put my hand up for that, but Heidi is correct. We should have that item on there for decision.
Yeah, excellent. So just to explain it to everyone, so we appear to have had a change in the way that the votes on ratification of an ALS takes place. There was a time when the vote was totally open, so you could find out who voted for an ALS to be accepted and who voted against an ALS being accepted. And now we changed to a vote where the vote is anonymous. There's a story behind it. I'll be explaining the story behind it during the call. And we'll have to make a decision on whether to revert back to making the vote transparent, or whether we'll keep it confidential, or whether we will be voting to actually put it as confidential by changing the rules of procedure relating to the votes on accepting ALSs. If you have any other topics that you'd like to add to the agenda before Tuesday next week, please send them. Heidi, is it okay if they're sent before the end of the week?
This is Heidi. Yes, that's fine. I will get to it probably on Friday. I think we have two people with their hands raised, Olivia.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see that. But Alan is already for the next part of the agenda,
or
do you still have something for this part?
I put my hand up to answer that question.
Ah, please, go ahead, Alan.
I think we need a short item on the agenda to talk about the process that would by then have just about started for the selection, for the contested positions that we have to select. And I would like an AOB item in this meeting to discuss that.
Okay, thank you, Alan. We'll discuss this in a second then, but we'll keep that also in the ALAC call. So we'll have a section on this. Selection of people of contested election for liaisons and ELT. Tijani Benchema.
Thank you, Olivier. I didn't hear about contestation, but I would like to know if there is, if there are. Another point about the vote for certification of ALSs. I don't think there is any advantage in making it public. And yes, we want transparency, but when it is useful here, it is not useful here. It can make tensions between people, and I think that it is better to make it to change the rules and make it confidential vote. But if there is contestation about the ALT members and the liaison's selection, please tell us. Please give us the information. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. I think there's a language issue here. It's not a contestation. It's a contest. In other words, there are more than one person who have been nominated for a position. So should there be an election, or how things should happen to choose that person will be the topic for discussion. With regards to what you just mentioned now, ALSs, the original, and I'm just saying this from memory, the way that things changed back a few years ago was we had a concern that was emitted by a European ALS or a European organization that dealt specifically with privacy issues, and that said that having such votes on this and having them actually recorded and openly pointed to was probably a privacy issue. Hence the reason why we then went into the safer option of keeping that vote confidential. It's a little bit going in line with when you vote on people and then you also vote on ALSs. When those ALSs are finally, or those organizations are finally ALSs, it might, as you said, introduce tensions when they find out who voted against them joining the ALAC. And that was a concern that was emitted at the time. Alan Greenberg?
My hand wasn't up for that, but I would suggest if we're going to have the discussion in the ALAC, we don't need to have it here also.
Well, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. I think we've finished, and we're finally now reaching any other business. And Alan Greenberg, I'm sure you want to say something about any other business.
Thank you very much. This is the first time in my memory, and I think ever, that we have had a contested election or selection for an ALT member or an XCOM member under the previous name, and it is the first time in a long time that we have had multiple candidates for a liaison position. I would suggest that since we now have relatively clear guidelines for what the qualities that we're looking for are in the rules of procedure, and I think in one of the adjunct documents, that I would be glad to extract the relative sections and ask all of the candidates to address why they believe they meet those criteria prior to any formal vote. And that we also allow a couple of days once they're, we give them a couple of days to essentially answer the questions, and a couple of days for people to interact with them should they choose, and then call a vote. I'm not convinced, but I'm willing to, think that, do we really need a teleconference for this? Is there going to be enough interest in it? If so, we could try to schedule one, and we should decide today whether we're going to or not. I don't feel very strongly on that, but I do feel that we should ask the candidates to explain why they believe they meet the criteria and they're the best candidate. So essentially drawn out of the rules of procedure. I'm not suggesting putting together a committee to put together the list. We already did that in writing the rules of procedure.
Thanks for this, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. Just a quick question for you. What is our timeline now on this? By when do we need to have the ALT and the liaisons selected?
We need to have them selected no later than the end of the meeting. Going into the meeting would be nice. We have time.
Okay, so it's Olivier speaking. It's not just something that we need to do in the next week or week and a half or so.
No,
we can wait to discuss this with the ALAC, or would you say that we have to think collectively of a few suggestions that we can suggest to the ALAC when we have the call next week?
Well, I think I would like the agreement of this group that we will start with extracting the criteria and asking the candidates to address them. And at the ALAC meeting, we can then decide whether we are going to go ahead with a vote prior to the meeting, whether we want to wait for in-person opportunities to discuss things. I think we can make that decision at the ALAC meeting exactly when to go forward with it. But I would like to start the process to give the candidates a heads up that we will be asking them to address the issues. The nominations close on Friday, if I remember correctly. Heidi, is that correct?
I am just looking. Sorry, I'm...
Or is it Monday we put... I can't remember if we put the announcement out on Monday or Friday.
I believe it was Friday.
It's Olivia speaking, and I wonder, just thinking aloud at the moment, we've basically closed the nominations because of you know, just time issues and so on, but since you tell me we do have some time, would it be maybe worth extending it for another week, so we then have the ability to let candidates know, and maybe more candidates or some candidates withdraw or whatever?
Well, candidates can always withdraw. We don't need to have we don't need to put anything in place for that. So
it wouldn't be good to extend the application period.
Olivia, you're the chair. If you want to extend the application period, we can. I'm not sure there's any real need to.
Okay.
But if you want to extend it till Monday or the ALAC meeting or something, you certainly could. We have a couple of panels,
okay.
So maybe they will. Okay. Maybe they have wisdom to lend to this.
Tijani Benjama, and then David Antilik Singh. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I do agree with the proposal of Alan, and I understand the rationale behind it. It is good to make people tell us how they are meeting the criteria, and those responses from the candidates have to be transmitted to the whole ALAC members, and it will help them to make the choice. This is a very good way to help the ALAC members to make the choice. It will not be because it is more friend to me or something like this, but this one meets the criteria better than the other. It's better. I think it is a good thing. And I don't think it is wise to extend the nomination period. I think we have to stop it as a planet, and we have to go on making what Alan said, make people tell us how they meet the criteria, and then distribute those responses to ALAC, and then after that, there is always more than one candidate per position, we will go on voting. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Next is David Antilik Singh.
Hi, David Antilik Singh speaking. Just a question, really, that has just come to mind. Is it that the liaisons have to be up-funded for travel to attend ICANN meetings, face-to-face meetings? And if so, would it therefore be, I think for the ALC that's not an issue, but for the GNSO liaison candidates, I could be wrong, but one of them is not funded to travel to be in at the LA meeting. Is that an issue?
The ESSEC liaison position is not funded. The CCNSO and GNSO ones are funded.
Okay.
Correct, yeah, but it's Olivier speaking. But I think what Dave was alluding to is with if we are going to have a selection of a GNSO liaison that is contested, one of the two people going for the position is not funded to come to the ICANN meeting. So if they were to be selected, they would need to be funded, and there would need to be bookings, etc. That's well understood, Dave. And that's why I think I'll go along with what Tijani mentioned here, which is to not extend the application period, but first to obviously send an email over to the ALAC, letting them know that we're going to be discussing this, sending a note, of course, to the, maybe putting together a set of requirements for the GNSO position in particular, but also for the position of, I can't remember the other position anyway, but, you know, making sure that these are clear, and then basically having our call, our ALAC call next week. and discussing the issue next week and being able to find a quick answer on that. Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, remember, this position only takes effect at the end of the meeting. So although it's nice to have the person there for overlap and transition, it's certainly not mandatory. I know when I was first became the liaison to the GNSO, that selection was done at the end of the week. So, it's nice, but it's not mandatory. And certainly we're not
Thank you very much.
We are certainly not funded for two liaisons or...
Alan, this is Heidi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just all incoming leaders are funded for the AGM for the entire meeting.
Yep. Including liaisons?
Including if there are non-ALAC members of the liaisons, yes.
All right, that's something new, because in the past that hasn't always happened.
Well, Alan, it's Olivia speaking. When you first started out as GNSO liaison, I think
I
12 to 15 members, so that
Olivia,
wasn't much.
Olivia, I mean much later than that. It wasn't. It was not done.
Whatever you say, don't complain about it, Alan.
We're
getting more people to travel. This actually was part of the follow-ups, I think, to the at-large improvements process, where, if you recall, we had asked for liaison positions to be properly funded and so on, and specifically just the CCNSO and the GNSO liaison positions. And if you recall, at some point, there was even a question over that. We've gone way beyond that, and now... all incoming leaders and outgoing leaders are both funded to go
LA. Olivia, let you me, and Heidi work this out after this.
Okay, well, I think it's all worked out. Any other questions or comments on this topic or any other business? Alan, your hand is still up?
Just because I haven't lowered it.
Okay, and I've heard Tijani. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. It's just to apologize for the next ALAC meeting. I will be in the... my ALS is organizing in parallel event to the ICT for All Forum in Tunis, so I will not be able to attend the meeting.
Thank you very much for this heads up, Tijani. You will be missed, but at the same time, it's great to hear that your ALS will be... involved in an event, and so the best of luck for that day, and please report back to us afterwards on how it went.
Sure.
And with this, I thank you all for having lasted nearly 2 hours. We've overrun by half an hour, which is the usual for meetings that I run, but I think we've had a very good, productive meeting today. So I thank staff for having taken the notes and done a major amount of work in all of during the whole call here, including going through all of the agendas. I thank all of you for having lasted that long. Special mention goes to those people that seem to have multiplied themselves as they were here. We now have 3 Julie Hammers and 2 Raf Fatanis, and everyone else is still one person. But that's what happens late at night or early on in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a good call. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye, all. Thanks.
Once again, the meeting has concluded. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Thank you very much for joining.